This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And we are talking today about Sabah and Sarawak and how they essentially could be territories instead of states. This is part of the long-running discussions surrounding their relationship with the peninsula, as well as essentially MA63. So we want to look at the details, really, and whether it's going to bring about the other changes that have been called for by East Malaysia, and essentially whether or not this is merely cosmetic or meaningful.
So this comes from something that the Prime Minister has alleged to have said. So when he visited Sarawak earlier in April, he mentioned that Sabah and Sarawak are not states, but that they're something, quote, higher, and that they are wilayah, which is in English translates into regions, right? And additionally, there was a memo that was leaked online that directed FINAS to call Sabah and Sarawak that they shouldn't be referred to as states anymore. But that said, there's been no confirmation on this from the government as of yet, but it has brought about a conversation on what this could potentially mean and whether it actually changes anything for these states to not be called states anymore, essentially.
Yes. And even the terminology, right, that we're talking about states versus wilayah, just these sorts of things, I think they also need to have more precision and refinement because, for example, we have Sabah Deputy Chief Minister Dato' Sri Panglima Dr. Jeffrey Kitingan saying that the wilayah that is being used to refer here is in the context used prior to the formation of the Federation of Malaysia, so it's not the same as what we're talking about with Labuan, for example. The Dayak Think Tank Association Sarawak says that defining Sabah and Sarawak as wilayah doesn't mean much because if you look at status, they are still considered states in the Federation of Malaysia. And so the issue here is the difference between being states and being partners, which is really the thing that is the heart of MA63.
Yes, and so this has brought about that conversation again, which is honouring the Malaysia Agreement 1963, back when Sabah and Sarawak joined us, right? And some of this talk of state versus wilayah and so on has brought into the conversation, well, what about other things that were in this agreement and about restoring the points that were made in that in the first place instead of focusing on these things, which are just terminology?
Yes, exactly right. So we want to get into it. We also want to know what you make of this. How do you feel about this potential change in status and what it says or does not say about what else might be met in MA63? So you can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at PFM Radio. We are crossing over now to Datuk Christina Liu, MP for Tawau and former Chief Deputy Minister of Sabah. Datuk Christina, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
So first of all, we've been talking about the terminology here. Can you help us understand the distinction between being a state and being a territory?
Well, during the North Borneo, which is now Sabah time, we were a territory under the British rule, and likewise Sarawak. And then when we became independent and we joined Malaya and Singapore from the Federation of Malaysia in 1963, accordingly, later on after the amendment, we became states of the Federation as stipulated in the federal constitution. However, Sabah and Sarawak enjoy a special position, a special privilege different from Malaya. Safeguards for the constitutional position of Sabah and Sarawak are protected under the federal constitution. That's the difference between the federal, the territory, and also the state.
So, technically speaking, why would it benefit Sabah and Sarawak to be changed to be called a territory?
Of course, it will benefit Sabah and Sarawak. Technically, the change to territory status will benefit Sabah and Sarawak if our position is enhanced with special recognition as an autonomous region whereby we will enjoy autonomy in certain areas of concern, such as education and health, for example. In other words, we will have the right to decide on policies and legislation pertaining to the education and health, among other things that will benefit Sabah when we become the wilayah.
And can you talk to us about how this fits in into the negotiations in MA63?
All right. I must apologize because I'm not a part of the party in the negotiation of MA63, but that was set up to discuss in the negotiations. But however, our representative, whenever they come back from the negotiation, they will brief us briefly. But the detail, I'm not at liberty to talk about it in an open radio like this.
So what about then the sentiment on the ground among Sabahans about this supposed possible change in status?
Sabahans are not very optimistic about this purported change because the details have not been spelled out clearly. So some are optimistic. For example, myself, I know it's late and this is a long overdue change, but still late, better than never. But some, in fact, most of them think that it is an election gimmick, hence it may go to a lip service because not too long ago, I think it was last year, the parliament also have tabled this MS63 case and we did not got through. And now Tiba-Tiba, the prime minister suddenly says that, you know, we are going to make Sabah and Sarawak the wilayah instead of Negeri, promoted us from Negeri to wilayah. So many have doubts and, you know, they're skeptical about this one. They're not very optimistic, to tell you the truth.
And should this change happen, lawmakers have also emphasized the need for it to be discussed in Parliament. Talk to us about why this matters.
Oh, it's important for this matter to first be discussed in Parliament because Parliament is the supreme or highest lawmaking body in the country. The status change like this, such an important status change, has to be put to the vote and endorsed by Parliament and not just the Prime Minister himself only. This is important.
And in terms of the reality of things, right? Would this change actually amount to anything significant if MA63 is not amended?
No, not at all. In reality, if you're talking about reality, the change will not amount to anything significant without amending the MA63. It has to be passed in the parliament to amend the 63 in order to effect the change.
So there has also been some criticism, really, that this move is just a way to pander to Sabahans and Sarawakians ahead of the elections. What are your thoughts on this?
That's exactly what I said just now. Some of our Sabahans are feeling that way, that, you can feel election is coming. Therefore, the federal level is not listening to us. Our sentiments in Sabahans, how they feel about it. And, well, to me, the good thing is at least they know how we feel. See, the bad thing is you cannot just talk like that. You have to pass it through Parliament and have it endorsed by the Parliament. So, therefore, Parliament must convene if they want to, if the federal government is serious about the change to elevate the state to wilayah, please convene the parliament sitting. That's the only way that you will convince our people of the Sabahans that you are serious about this one.
And more generally speaking, have there been any developments when it comes to discussions around MA63? What sorts of issues stand out to you?
Because of the timing, people have every reason to believe that this move, as I said, there's not a way to win over Sabahan and Sarawak ahead of imminent election. So as far as I know, there have not been any major developments in discussions around MA63. An outstanding issue is that of restoring the status of Sabah and Sarawak as equal partners with Peninsula Malaysia to enshrined in MA63 prior to the amendment in 1976. In fact, this amendment in 1976, reducing the status of Sabah and Sarawak should have been made null and void. It should not have even existed to reduce the status of Sabah and Sarawak to Negeri from Wilayah. This is what we feel very strongly about. And I hope that the Prime Minister is serious about restoring the rights of the Sabah and Sarawak people under the Federation, that they will return back to us our rights under the Constitution.
Dr. Christina, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Goodbye. That was Datuk Christina Liu, Member of Parliament for Tawau, former Deputy Chief Minister of Sabah, talking about the possibility of Sabah and Sarawak becoming territories and what that would mean. And we do actually have a message from a Sarawakian, Jerry.
Jerry says, when Sarawak was still a quote-unquote state, Sarawakians are proud to be a green state. Now, as a quote-unquote wilayah, it's a red region. Highest COVID-19 infection rates in the country. As a Sarawakian living in the Klang Valley with Parliament not in session, state versus wilayah got difference, meh? With an eye-roll emoji.
Yep, I think that pretty much says it all. And I think that's also why, as Datuk Christina mentioned earlier, the focus really should not necessarily rest on the terminology and instead should look at MA63 as a whole, fundamentally. So keep those thoughts coming. You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. After the news on Popcorn Culture, it's going to be a review of Promising Young Woman. In the meantime, a song that, again, is rather apt, The Miracles with You've Really Got a Hold on Me, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.